Archaeologists in Barrow have begun to use ground-penetrating radar as a way to detect burial sites beneath the tundra. Though it is a relatively untested technique in the Arctic, it shows some promising results. APRN's Josh Edge has the story.
When UIC Sciences senior scientist Ann Jensen decided to team up with Radford University's Rhett Herman to bring up the ground-penetrating radar, or GPR system, no one was really sure how well it would work. Not even the manufacturer knew how accurate the system was going to be in the mostly unconsolidated gravel lying on top of a layer of permafrost that makes up much of the geology in the area. According to Jensen, it turns out that the GPR didn't work very well in areas that had seen frequent vehicle traffic. Evidence of the compacted road surface could be observed up to 2 meters below the surface, hindering the GPR's ability to see grave sites. But once the crew got a little ways off the beaten track, that story changed.
And there, it actually was working much better. Unfortunately, that was right at the end of their stay and the rather short field season we had this year. But there, it actually did find a grave. And this was a very deeply buried grave, the most deeply buried that we've recovered. And in fact, so deeply buried that it's not clear that we would have been able to detect it with normal testing procedures, because it's just hard to dig a really decent shovel test to a meter and a half in loose gravel.
Jensen says that this burial was actually much better preserved than the more shallow burials she's worked on.
The individual actually still had clothes, which hasn't typically been the case. They've usually been pretty much skeletons by the time we found them, because they're not permanently frozen at the point, unlike, for example, in town in Barrow, where, you know, people just basically freeze and sort of are more freeze-dried, if you will.
Though they've found the body, Jensen says some cultural considerations will need to be addressed before more work can be done.
It's wearing a parka, which is in really fragile condition. We want to, you know, we need to have the discussion with the community about whether they want to try to preserve the parka. If so, we need to try to get some funds to do that. And we don't want to start trying to take them out of the parka until we have the physical anthropologist here, because, you know, at that point, we'd like to have him study, take his measurements, and then put the person right into the box.
Jensen says the body won't leave Barrow as people study it, and once studies are complete, a service will be held and the body will be reburied.
They make them very nice plywood boxes. We get them nice, dignified, usually polyester, yeah, not polyester, but, you know, fleece, nice warm cloth. Most of them had caribou or some kind of fur under them, but that's just prohibitive to get that much good caribou fur. You know, people kind of need it for modern use, so, and anyway, it doesn't last that long, so it seemed like, you know, nice thick fleece would last as longer.
According to Jensen, studies such as this one in the Arctic have become even more important because of the changing climate. Coastal erosion and changing of the permafrost layer have added to the sense of urgency.
All these Arctic archaeological sites that have wonderful organic preservation, everything is preserved, you know, the skins, the hide, the wood, the, you know, everything. It's not going to be. It's going to be more like Nuuk, where you have partial preservation, where, you know, the human remains are skeletons as opposed to, you know, sort of freeze-dried. And those haven't been thawed that long, I don't think.
Jensen says that though the GPR only found one new burial site this season, she believes there are probably more graves in the area. With help from APRN's Patrick Yak in Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.